So look at the acronym, United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. That's UNESCO. Nowhere does politics appear in that acronym there, but UNESCO is now a political football squarely in the center of the Middle East, a dispute over whether to admit Palestine as a full member of the United Nations. UNESCO has voted this week to admit Palestine as a member, and as a result, the U.S. has decided to suspend its funding. The UN the admission of Palestine is opposed by the United States and Israel as being a complication to the peace process. Joining us now is Colm Lynch, who covers the United Nations for the Washington Post. Colm, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
It seems to have been an inevitable consequence of the earlier vote or, request for admission to the United Nations by Palestine. Why does it add a further controversy?
Well, it adds a further controversy because there has been legislation in place that no one's really been thinking much about for about 20 years back in 1990 and 94, which prohibits any American administration from funding a UN organization or related institution that recognizes the Palestinians. It was put in place at a time when the Palestinians had been making previous efforts to gain greater recognition in the UN system. They had pursued membership. They're recognized in the UN as a sort of not as a member state, but as an observer entity, and they were trying to sort of they had been initially as the Palestinian Liberation Organization, and then they sought and gained recognition as Palestine within the United Nations system. So there was sort of an effort to push back on that in the United States, and it had bipartisan support. I mean, both of those laws were adopted under Democratic Congresses. One was signed into law by George H. the first, the elder George Bush, and the other one by Bill Clinton. These things, they don't go away, and the Palestinians are now sort of launching a new push for recognition, and this is going to create a lot of problems for the Americans.
Well, let's talk about the problems for UNESCO as well. We're talking with Colm Lynch, who covers the United Nations for the Washington Post. You know, I'm struck. This is a legislative initiative from the 1990s rearing its ugly head. Is this part of that same set of laws that I remember Jesse Helms in the Foreign Relations Committee was really involved with that prevented even upgrading State Department facilities as long as the U.S. didn't recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel? Is this part of that entire thorny network of laws?
A Jesse Helms initiative. I mean, these were initiatives taken under, in the House by, people like Lee Hamilton, Dante Fussell, both Democrats. It was Claiborne Pell in the Senate. It was not, an issue that came from, that was sort of overseen by the far right within the political system. So there was, there was pretty broad support. And if you looked at some of the responses yesterday, this was not, it's going to be the most difficult challenge the administration is going to have in the House Foreign Affairs Committee, which is headed by Rose Lehtinen, Ilani Rose Lehtinen, who is, very critical of the UN and is seeking all sorts of her own legislation, trying to tie up UN funding if it doesn't do certain things, voluntary funding, other things like that. So I think, for someone like her, she probably welcomes this very much. The administration doesn't, and I don't think it has sort of broader support. But I think it does recognize that it doesn't have broader support in the administration, but in Congress it does. So I think that this reflects a broader buy-in by both political parties.
So as a bipartisan initiative, the Palestinians have made a significant domestic American political miscalculation, it would seem. And what is the loss for UNESCO in dollar terms?
In dollar terms, the U.S. contributes about $80 million every year. It's about 22%. It's also, as you recall, UNESCO was, the U.S. under Reagan had blocked American funding to UNESCO. It was a very difficult relationship. It was under President George W. Bush that the U.S. started to return to UNESCO and to restart funding. And, they very much like UNESCO. It's, UNESCO has been touting certain programs that it supports, training, teaching, educational programs in Afghanistan, work on tsunami warning systems in Asia, a lot of things that they do. I mean, I think one of the things that people are really concerned about is that this is only the first, you know, shoe to drop, and there's an expectation the Palestinians will broaden their quest for membership in other UN agencies. Then you start to get into agencies like the World Health Organization, the International Atomic Energy Agency. And so, you know, you could imagine a scenario in which, you know, U.S. funding is cut to, you know, promote programs that are designed to contain avian flu, to, you know, stop polio, to eradicate polio, and a whole other series of programs that you look at them on their face, and, you know, they clearly support American broader sort of national interests and provide a kind of, you know, international safety net for American citizens. So I think it's going to get, you know, when you start to move into those agencies, this is going to get a lot more controversial than it is today.
Well, Colm Lynch, then politically, where does this go? With those kinds of programs potentially threatened, does this serve to isolate the Palestinians and broaden a coalition saying, let's not create gridlock in the United Nations, or does it do the opposite and isolate the United States?
Well, I mean, some conservatives, like I talked to someone at the American or the Heritage Foundation, and they like this legislation, and their argument is, look, this is going to send a very clear signal to the membership of all of these agencies that they don't want to go down this road. So, you know, this is not as you know, many of the critics of the legislation say, you know, the beginning of a kind of cascading series of recognitions that sort of bar U.S. funding, but actually this is going to stop the whole thing. And, you know, the members of the IEA, the members of the World Health Organization, they're all going to say, we can't go down this road, and it's all going to stop, and the Palestinians aren't going to get membership in these organizations. I don't know if that's a terribly persuasive argument. I mean, most of the membership in UNESCO knew quite well what the consequences would be when they cast their votes yesterday.
Indeed.
So, including, you know, sort of American allies, and many of the Europeans were split on this. The French voted in favor of the Palestinians on this. So it doesn't strike me that this is the end of it.
Finally, though, is there a quality to this that is really inimical, a distortion of the UN Charter in that it politicizes all these supposedly non-political agencies? As an observer of the United Nations, before we go, you're a great sort of observer of this precise sort of phenomenon.
Well, I think you took two things going on. It's like, you know, the U.S. Congress, as it always does what it wants to do. And you know, if it sort of interferes with, you know, kind of the administration's ability to do its diplomacy, then fine. But these are issues, you know, big issues that are at stake. And on the other side, the Palestinian side, this is, you know, they have, this has been sort of the focus of their whole foreign policy.
Indeed.
Is the whole recognition thing. And I don't think they're going to stop it now.
Colm Lynch covers the United Nations for the Washington Post. He writes the Turtle Bay blog about the UN, which won a National Magazine Award this year for best reporting in digital media. Colm, thanks so much.
All right, thanks very much for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.